Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A band of drunks, whores, idiots, bastards, nymphomaniacs, and lazy thugs.
There you go. Masturbators, throw that in there. We're talking to our buddy, comedian Ian Bagg, who's on the sidelines tomorrow. He might be doing some gigs.
Got a new album coming out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's excellent. Really funny.
All right. Yeah, I love Ian Bagg.
He's been out, hasn't he?
I don't know. Some people have, haven't. Nick's going to be out Saturday at Weeping Water.
Yeah, outside.
Outside.
Farmhouse Lounge.
I think it was about last year, about this time, we had Ian and Pete Lee in the studio
that was
on
fun.
Same day.
That was fun. Pete was in town.
Oh, my God.
You might have done Creighton that day or just stopped by in the area. That was a fun show.
We had so much fun that day.
Yeah, I miss.
Yeah, was Pete doing the Norfolk, Nebraska thing?
It might have been that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah.
But, yeah, they were – I think they'd never – now they saw each other like a week before that in L.A.
At the,
or something.
At the store. Yeah, at the comedy store out in L.A., yeah.
That was a fun show. Someday, if we wear a mask, we'll see a comedian in the studio again besides Nick.
Well, we wear our masks. Everyone else has to do it, too.
That's right.
Live,
sheeple.
Live from a retaining wall.
Do what you can to be more like us. That's how I encourage everyone.
Well, when it comes
to
that, a lot of mistakes we make, don't do that. But the wearing a mask part, you're right, Todd.
It's simple.
Sheeple. I went to the bathroom. We have to wear the mask once you leave this hallway and go to the other room to go to the bathroom. Sheep.
Mm. People yelling at you?
All the time.
Pussy!
Yeah, through their masks.
Yeah. I'm only wearing this because I'm forced to.
Yeah.
Were it possible, I think it'd make everybody in this building think less of us.
The TV guys with the mask come around the corner. Pussy. You're a pussy, too. We both got masks on.
Who said that? That's what I always say. Even though there's only one guy in the room. Yeah. Who said that?
I can't hear you.
Your lips didn't even move.
Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has passed away at age 97. Some of the 83 players that had Sumner include, but are not limited to, Hades Mateys.
How many names your kids Sumner anymore either?
Right. There's another, let's see, Cider family. Might want to let that one go. That's a Hadma.
Oh, Hadma.
Cider, yeah.
Wiener?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, sort of. Helmet Up Brigade gets a hit, as does Holden McGroin.
What's up, guys?
Hopeful Scientist gets a hit. I Eat Tod Pods gets a hit. As does, not saying that. Just the Shaft gets a hit.
Thought you'll say that.
Yeah, as does Klinger's Lebanese Salami. Cracking Uranus and Lemmy Winks all getting hits.
But nobody caught Craig's 7 hits so far. Still,
no.
Still everybody behind you has got 6.
Yep. Leading the league.
Still got time.
A lot of time.
Got all fall, but Craig could hit 10. Craig could hit 10. I think you'll get 8.
Yeah, I think you're going to break the record.
Yeah, who you got to fill up the bingo card there?
Desmond Tutu.
Gorbachev. Right,
if I remember correctly.
Mikhail Gorbachev. I forget the other one.
And
Benally.
Frankie Benally from Quiet Riot. Who's,
Who's
been beating and fighting pancreatic for well over a year now.
But then they canceled the shows that they were going to go out and do so that he could fight it some more.
And beating it more than a year is already beating the odds.
That and tickets.
So we'll see how that goes. Of course, I don't want any of them to go when I'm sad that the first seven went. Very sad the first seven went.
But you got over it.
What a bunch of crap.
You'll have to wipe the tears off your plaque.
Very sad the first seven went, that you had on a list for them to die.
Well, I'm less sad because I had them on the list. However, still, it's a tragedy.
Okay. And if you've ever been around Craig when he finds out, his sad noise is, yes!
Woohoo! It is a big yes.
Big fist pump.
Well, you know, I have to temper my sadness somehow.
Yeah.
He looks like Tiger after making a putt.
That's right.
Everybody deals with grief differently.
Yeah, but Tiger doesn't make putts anymore.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. But you get hits.
That's a whole different thing.
But you get hits.
You get hits.
Yeah. Out of Pearland, Texas, the Pearland Police Department said at least five horses have been found killed and butchered in the area since May.
Devil worshippers? That's the act of a Satanist.
Were they sexually assaulted first?
No. Yeah.
They drain all the blood out of them?
Everybody's just
They're butchered as if you were to butcher any sort of cattle.
Oh, so somebody eating in them.
Looking for steaks, bacon, jerky.
Oh, somebody's really hungry, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Five horses since May. You know, one here, two there, you know, that sort of thing. They said, detectives say that based on the circumstances, the likelihood that it might be the same person or group of people responsible is fairly high. Really?
I think they're going to crack the case.
Did you guys watch last week's Yellowstone yet?
Yeah.
Is that horse dying and they just let it go?
No, they he didn't want to keep it around and have to feed it. So he let it go, and there was it was like a preserve.
But the guy said to him, "You got a heart of gold, basically." So usually they would just kill them.
Yeah,
right?
They probably would have just taken.
Because when that scene was happening, I was a little tired.
I think he went out just to be among other wild horses,
right? Yeah, because he said if he sold it to some other place, he'll just end up at the slaughterhouse.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Dutch police raided a cocaine laboratory that they say is the Netherlands' biggest. They say that it could produce up to 440 pounds of cocaine every day.
Dutch cocaine, too.
They found their Walter White.
That estimate was based on the number of people who worked there, the installation, the size, the layout, and the equipment found. They found 120 tons of what they described as carrier material. That is described as mostly clothing that can be laced with cocaine. The drug is then removed in a chemical process once at its destination.
Man, those guys, they know what they're doing.
Wow.
So you just suck on your sleeve, you get all coked up?
Yeah, but do you really want the coke that was laced into the ass of somebody's pants?
Well, if they wore them, no.
Well, that's what they,
But they could lace them in somewhere, but not the ass, puss.
It could be a shirt or a jacket.
Yeah.
You can stop at, do they really want the coke? After that, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're right.
You're probably right.
You're talking to guys that would snort out of a shag rug sometimes.
Yeah. And I don't know how to get the cocaine out of the clothes.
Except for to lick it.
Yeah.
But there's a process, and maybe it cleans it as well.
And when I did cocaine, never once did I ask, what is the source of this cocaine? Where did this come from? I got to know what I'm snorting.
Is it free-range coke?
I got to know. Snort.
Well, if it smelled funny, you'd know it.
Yeah. You still snort it.
Yeah, you'd know it after the fact.
Yeah.
That smelled funny.
Once in a while, you'd run across some, I assume because it probably got hidden in a fuel tank, you would snort some coke that kind of had a gas smell to it.
Well, because the crank.
That may be what they used to.
Crankcases. Yeah.
Make it with as well.
Yeah, it was usually more meth, though, and smelled just like
cut with gasoline.
Yeah. That kind of smelled like gas. Give me another.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. That's kind of gassy. You got any more?
You at least said the last part.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely said the last part. Don't do drugs, kids. It's a long, long, long time ago.
A very long time ago.
Yeah, and if we had to do it all over again, we would abide by our words.
Looks like baseball.
Everybody tried to keep a straight face there.
It was a valiant attempt.
Yeah.
I tried to figure out which words you were talking about, and then I just let it go.
It was sincere. We knew it was crap, but it wasn't sincere, though.
No, it wasn't sincere at all.
Yeah.
I just saw the hardest of eye rolls ever from Tyler.
Yeah, I unlike, you only remember the good times. There were some bad times, obviously.
Like when you ran out?
Shut up. You
that was the worst.
You smoke a lot of dope.
Trying to keep on top of the supply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Major League Baseball could adopt a bubble environment for the postseason. They've hinted about possible hubs in New York, Chicago, or Southern California.
Yeah,
the NBA and the NHL registered zero positive corona cases.
Bubble works.
To this point. And of course, the baseball teams have all had outbreaks. Or baseball teams have all had
outbreaks. Especially the Cardinals. The Cardinals haven't played at all. They played five games or something like that.
Yeah. They're way behind.
And they had a great line on the I think they might have been talking about it on PTI. If you could get past Wilbon hating on the Huskers. Later on he was talking about, hey, this is the Yankees, and they're not playing. Are they playing baseball?
Valid point.
Yeah, even though the Cardinals are a popular team, especially in the National League, and the fans love them, the Cardinals aren't playing, we'll move on.
No, that's
a
legit question.
If it's the Yankees, and he had a great line, Yankees all of a sudden playing five games and not in it, let's just call this.
Shut it down.
We're done.
Because baseball sucks that way.
Are the Cardinals just forfeiting those games?
No, not. So far, they just only played like five or six games.
No, I think the plan is to make them up eventually.
Eventually, but yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, I know that
they might do percentages now.
The MLS, they had one team, I think it was Dallas, that they just didn't play because they had too many outbreaks. You know, so I saw sports guys wondering, would they do that with the Cardinals? Say, okay, you're done. We're going to keep going, but you guys are out.
We're going to let this play, let you guys decide what you want to think about it. But this was earlier in the show. In case you missed it, a lot of our listeners don't watch PTI. This is Michael Wilbon from yesterday talking about Big Ten canceling football.
I'm going to use the word applaud the presidents and for not listening to the likes of the people at Nebraska, a school that comes in and is doing the biggest whining. You know what? The Big Ten has operated for 116 years, most of them damn successful, without Nebraska, which has been around for the last 9. Because you know what? I hope somebody on that call said to Nebraska's representatives, even as president, get the hell out.
Yeah.
If you want to turn and tuck tail after you receive $52 million of guaranteed TV money every year, then go. Go somewhere else. You know, what a inflated sense of self the Nebraska football program has that hasn't done a damn thing in like a decade or more. They've done nothing. And now they want to tuck tail. I hope somebody said, get out. Because I understand the football coaches want to play and the players want to play. I want to see them play.
Yeah.
But the presidents have to exert something and exercise something we haven't seen much of in the country when it comes to the pandemic. And that is leadership. And that's what they've done.
Nick, you mentioned you thought that Frost whined a little bit the day before, and I thought so too, but I'm not a big fan, so I can – it comes off as a hater when I say that.
19 years, but, by the way, since they've done anything.
But I saw – but I saw
more than a decade.
I saw some other Husker –
nearly two.
I saw some other fans on social media that thought he did the same thing, kind of whined a little bit. Some dude called this girl out, called her a hino.
Husker in name only?
Name yeah. only. Yeah.
I said, oh, I said, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you probably said the same thing. I'm frustrated. It's so frustrating. It's frustrating to be a fan of that team.
Man, it takes a lot for social media to jump the shark. Hino.
Yeah,
Hino. Wow.
I know people that I'm talking to probably saw that too, and I said, oh, that's just hilarious.
It's inventive.
Yeah, you're a Hino.
Yeah, he coined that term.
You can have disagreements with how your favorite team is run and not be a Hino or a, I don't know, give us another name. I guess, I don't know, whatever your favorite team is.
Yeah, whatever.
None of us are creative enough to.
I know, you're right. Hino.
Like
a Pino. A Buffalo in name only.
Packer in name only. A Pino.
Pino.
Yeah, there you go.
And I would be a Vino.
I'd be a Steino.
Said anything wrong about the Vikings. You know, I never criticize the Vikings.
You do every day.
Well, this stuff about the Huskers frustrates me, but it only frustrates me because I am a fan.
Right.
Like, if this was any other school, I wouldn't care because I don't like their team.
Yeah.
I don't pay any attention to it.
And no, they're not going to leave because the Big Ten did announce that, I saw it again this morning, Huskers play in the fall, sure, but then you're out of the Big Ten.
I'm looking here at another clip of Desmond Howard. And I haven't got the sound up, but it says Desmond Howard wants Nebraska out of the Big Ten.
Already? Already.
It's funny because Husker fans always want national attention on their program.
Yeah, not that way.
Now they've got it.
Yeah. Not that way. Well,
Desmond Howard is he's a wino because he's a Wolverine.
In name only.
No, I'm pretty sure he's.
Oh, I'd like to be a wino.
Full blood Wolverine.
I'd like to be a wino. I think I kind of am. What am I talking about?
Yeah, all it takes is commitment to drinking a bunch of wine.
Exactly.
Did you see the last Blockbuster is now available for you to rent on the Airbnb?
Oh, you can spend the night there?
Yeah. Bend, Oregon.
Do they still have videos in there?
Yeah.
And they have a TV you can watch
them? Yeah.
All right.
It'll cost you $4 a night.
I just returned.
Like a videotape. Yeah.
Well, a penny more than a video would cost.
It's $3.99.
Is it cots?
I don't know.
No, I saw a picture. It looked like it was pretty poshly appointed. Yeah, they had that.
Oh, a couch pulled out to a bed.
Put an old school movie in there and everything. Cool, man.
You get a VCR and a beanbag chair surrounded by shelves of movies. But, you know, the couch pulled out to a bed. You know, that's what you get.
Don't black like that Blockbuster.
No.
A lot of people are renting that and just knocking it out. Remember we used to watch VCRs in the basement and suck face, Craig? Not you, Craig, but, you know.
Looks pretty clean.
Yeah, blacklight it.
Yeah, I'm going to guess Airbnb owners are pretty good about disinfecting their places.
It's a Blockbuster.
Hopefully they've been rotating the stock of Raisinettes and all that candy in there so you can have a snack.
Yeah, it looks like a nice living room with a big Blockbuster logo over the top of the TV.
Yeah, see, like the Blockbuster that always was by my house was like all the walls were windows.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
I'm not staying there.
No.
This is not the case.
Well, your Blockbuster still had a back room in which there were no windows.
I suppose.
I like Kevin's Choices. Remember those?
Oh,
when
yeah.
The random 17-year-old kid that worked there had his favorites.
I think he's my soulmate.
I always love those.
I like Wayne's World, too.
Yeah. Kevin must be cool.
No. No.
And then Phil Collins is back on the charts, in the air tonight, back on the charts. It was a top 20 for him back in 1981, and now it is number 3 on the iTunes song sales chart.
The video is pretty cool. In the Air Tonight is the name of the song, of course, and two young black kids do a YouTube show.
Twin brothers from Gary, Indiana.
And they hear the music for the first time and they react to it. And they got headphones on and they're just digging it.
Yeah, when the drum kicks in at the end, they just freak out.
They never heard the song before, which I kind of thought was pretty cool. Now, I saw another video of two other younger kids maybe a year or so ago. Might be trying to do the same thing. And somebody put an early Van Halen song on from like 77 or 78. And the kid's reaction was like, "What?" And these are really young kids. Like, what is this?
Like aliens have landed.
This, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is this? They never hear it. You know, they didn't hear that kind of stuff. But that video of those two dudes is pretty cool. You want to check it out.
Yeah, their reaction.
So that made it all, just since it's on YouTube.
Because
made
of
it,
that.
Well, yeah, but that's a huge video. Everybody and their brother's seen that.
And then young people want to go discover the song, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I like the videos where they time up, like, people. There's one where a deer, like, runs into this playground outside, and they cue up, like, the noise he makes going through it with the drums. There's a kid going down a hill on a bike, too, that runs into these recycling bins. It's just, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Great. I just saw that. Rex Chapman tweeted that out. Yeah, he's riding his bike down the hill, and he runs into a couple of trash cans right as the drums go.
It's timed perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Still, nothing beats Mike Tyson laying out Ed Helms.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. Mike Tyson
still got it.
Dead. He lost the shark battle.
No, it's Galifianakis he puts down.
No, the shark battle. The shark ate him. So we probably should have figured out this Tyson versus a shark thing. No, he's fine.
Yeah, don't box a shark.
Ian Bag phones the program tomorrow. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You get a hold of us during the night or the evening, whenever you want to do it. Email, all that kind of stuff. Facebook, check it out. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.